T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi there, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020. Here's what you may have missed on the show today.
Yeah, we're going to turn your gray hair back to its natural color and tell you to work, give you a great reason to leave work early.
Yeah, why not?
Uh-huh.
Could win the lottery.
Uh-huh.
That's what happened to Bernice Jessup of North Carolina. She apparently won one of the jackpots there. She decided to stop by a mini mart after she was released early from work. She picked up 3 quick pick tickets, and lo and behold, one of them paid out $100,000.
Way to go. And she's going to actually start her own business with it, a janitorial service, which is, that is great. You know, you take that. I'm sure she was, you know, not in charge of the utility mm-hmm. that she was working for, but this is a great way to step up. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, I think it's a misconception if I were to win the lottery that I would quit my job.
Yeah.
I've worked my entire life. I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, you got to do something.
You know? I might take an extended vacation, but you know, I'm going to be like Bernice here. Maybe I'll just start my own business. Why not? Sure. We found out also too, Mom and Dad, that the kids are spending way too much more time on the smartphones and tablets more than you realize.
Yeah, especially the young ones. I was surprised. This is a study of 350 kids ages 3 to 5 over 9 months.
Yeah, 3 to 5 years old.
So they got the real data from looking at the phones, and then they asked their parents, so how much time do you think your child is using the smart device? And all the parents lowballed it. They it was a lot less than there really are. You know?
Yeah, for sure. They weren't good negotiators. The data showed that the preschoolers with their own smartphones or tablets averaged 2 hours of screen time daily, and nearly 75% of the parents underestimated how much time they were on the device.
Wow.
More than half the kids use devices for an hour or more, 15% of them spending 4 hours at least on their phone or tablet. Kids in the study used between 1 and 85 apps, and the most commonly used visited websites were YouTube Kids, browsers, and streaming services like Netflix.
Yeah, that's why we were talking about yesterday, why it's best to get your kid a smart watch. That way you can still keep in touch with them.
Mm-hmm.
You've got GPS, but they won't be able to download stuff, which is probably a blessing.
Yeah, very true. We also found out that going gray doesn't have to happen. If you catch it early enough, you can reverse it.
Yeah, if you catch it early enough.
Yeah, this is
while it's starting to go gray, right?
Yeah, researchers have found that the graying process of our head can be reversed in hair if we really relax our stress.
So it's all stress hormones, cortisol, that's causing our gray hair.
Yes, it's scaring us gray.
That's what Mom always said. Mom always said, I'm going gray because of you.
That's it. This twitch in my eye, that's you. So they say that these pathways, they're saying that this is pretty good research into perhaps stopping graying of hair. Mm-hmm. If they can just stop it from falling out.
Really? Yeah, now you got something.
I'd be fine with gray hair. I just don't want it to fall out.
I just want hair.
So as more and more businesses are opening up after the lockdown, you probably will notice when you go into your favorite restaurant or your gym mm-hmm. or even your nightclub when those eventually open up, that they're going to be taking your temperature. And this is all because if you run a temperature of 100.4, you are considered feverish, and therefore you're not going to be allowed to get in where you need to go.
But, I mean, most people are going to use that that little gun on the forehead that doesn't touch you. What's that called? The forehead strip? That's called
the non-contact infrared thermometer.
Yeah, that's the one that you want. But is that accurate?
That is pretty accurate. They say these are kind of new on the market, newer, mm-hmm. So that the jury is kind of out. But there are 5 ways to take your temperature. That'd be orally, rectally, your armpit,
your ear,
and your forehead.
And the forehead, right.
They say that the rectal is pretty much the most accurate temperature you're going to get. But you don't really want to do that before you go out to have dinner.
I'm thinking, yeah.
The next best one is the oral thermometers. Those tend to be the most reliable. Those seem to be the most common as well. So you might want to invest in an oral thermometer and at least keep tabs on your temperature before you head out. Mm-hmm. They say pretty much if you use your armpit, that's kind of useless. That's kind of gives you a ballpark if you got somebody who's really sick or you know a child who doesn't want to put a thermometer in those two orifices.
Really?
And then the old forehead strip, they say that that's not very accurate either.
All right.
So there is, you can do that. And by the way, if you still have one of those old glass thermometers with the mercury inside of it, don't use that mainly because it's not very accurate. The digital thermometer is much more accurate. And don't toss them into the garbage. That mercury is heavy metal. It's it needs to be disposed of at a hazardous waste facility.
And for all the doctors and nurses that are listening right now, this is my thermometer. Where's my pen? I think you get that. Right?
Give me a couple hours. I'll get it back to you. Let's see. Let's brew some fluorescent beer, shall we?
You know, finally, they're using science where we can have beer we can see in the dark. I guess this would be more ecological because you don't have to use a light or burn fossil fuels to find your beer this way.
That's true.
Fluorescent beer. I mean, I'm just glad I lived this long, Chris.
Well, I'm glad that our dollar spent with the NASA program has had scientists to have been so smart that they've been able to create fluorescent yeast kits.
Okay.
That you can use anything you would use to yeast, which would be bread, and making a brewing of beer. Now, this yeast kit isn't really approved for consumption, but the creator says it's non-toxic, so it's up to you if you want to deal with it. But the kit itself takes about 10 hours of work over the span of 2 days before you can even start using it for anything.
Wow.
The guy actually synthesized the fluorescent protein from those jellyfish.
Okay, so that's interesting. I'm not sure this. So somebody's going to do it. Is there going to be a brewer in town that's going to do it and have Black Light Thursdays?
Yeah, or some college fraternity is going to do it as a prank or something. Right. And then finally, we learned that Facebook has a new feature called the Manage Activity, which will allow you to curate your Facebook presence to more accurately reflect you as of today. Because if you think about it, if you're in your 30s, half of your life has been with Facebook in your available.
Isn't that amazing? You've had Facebook since you were about 15, right?
Yeah, Facebook's about 15 years old. And probably, mm-hmm. You have some pictures and videos of stuff that you're not too proud of up there. But how
if
do you
were doing it right, yeah.
So how do you find them? This will actually allow you to filter posts based on certain date ranges or even people that were tagged and posts or photos.
Boy, about time they came up with this because, a prospective employer is going to look at all.
Sorry, Storm, you're breaking up again. I'm sorry. For now, the feature is only available on the Facebook app. They say that there's a web version coming up here very, very soon. And there's our show for today, Wednesday, June 30th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 at 98.5 KTK. Won't you join us?
Remember, the sun's always shining.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.